This is Father Rob Ramser from Our Lady of Angels Parish in Cleveland with your reflection on the Thursday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time. We've been hearing from the book of Tobit over the past few days during daily Mass. And this section today from the sixth chapter of the book of Tobit has a reading that's very popular at weddings. Tobiah rose from bed and said to his wife, "My love, get up, let us pray and beg our Lord to have mercy on us and to grant us deliverance." She got up and they started to pray and beg that deliverance might be theirs. They prayed before their wedding night. They let God into that most intimate of moments to ask God for help and mercy. Do we go to the Lord in our moments, maybe not those intimate moments, but in every moment of joy and thanksgiving, of sorrow and despair, of melancholy, of blah? Do we allow God to permeate who we are? And I'm not saying it's praying 24/7. No, that's what ladies like the Poor Clares or the Benedictine monks are there to do for us. That's their vocation, their calling. But we are called to be saints as well. So how do we allow God and our faith to permeate who we are, so people know that we truly belong to Christ, that we're members of His church? That's an interesting thing to say, because often we give our hour a week on Sunday, maybe that, and the rest of the week we go about our own business. Sometimes even in the summer, we take Sundays off from church. Church attendance dips down to nearly nothing, and then hopefully when school's back in session, people come back to Mass. Why is that the case? We can make time to do everything else in the summer. Let's not forget about God. For our own souls, our own sakes, let's come to our churches and worship Him, to give Him thanks and praise for the gifts He gives us daily. An hour a week isn't too much to say thank you to the One who loves us beyond all telling.